Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and in there was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of Yahweh forever, because they did not meet with the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them so that he would curse them. Howbeit our Elohim turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib, the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our Elohim, was allied to Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where before time they had laid the meal offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time was I not at Jerusalem. For in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, did I come to the king, and after certain days did I obtain leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem, and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, in preparing for him a chamber in the courts of the house of Yahweh. And it grieved me sore. And for this reason I cast out all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. And then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers. And there I brought again the vessels of the house of Yahweh, with the meal offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given. For the Levites and the singers that did the work had fled, every one into his field. Then I contended with the rulers, and said, Why is the house of Yahweh forsaken? And I gathered them together, and set them in their place. Then brought all Yehuda the tithe of the corn, and the new wine, and the oil, to the treasuries. And I made treasurers over the treasuries, Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them, Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute to their brethren. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I've done for the house of my Elohim, and for the offices of it. In those days did I see in Yehuda some treading wine presses upon the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and laden down donkeys, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day in which they had sold food. And there dwelt men of Tyre also in it, which brought fish and all manner of wares, and sold on the Sabbath to the children of Yehuda and in Jerusalem. And then I contended with the nobles of Yehuda, and said to them, What evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers do this? And did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? And yet you bring more anger upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath? And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. And some of my servants did I set at the gates, so that there would be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and the sellers of all kinds of wares lodged outside of Jerusalem once or twice. And then I testified against them, and said to them, Why do you stay around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands upon you, and I will capture you. From that time forth they came no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of your mercy. In those days also I saw Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spoke half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jewish language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and I actually smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Yahweh, saying, You will not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet amongst many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Elohim, and Elohim made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even he did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then listen to you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Elohim in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat, the Horonite, and therefore I chased him away from me. Remember them, O my Elohim, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. And thus did I cleanse them all from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business, and for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my Elohim, for good. End of chapter.